Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I'm very grateful to be with you on this 29th day of January. My gosh, what happened to the month? It just flew by. Anyway, I'm very grateful you chose to be with me. We're going to talk about another very good question that has been posed to me by, her name is Gail, and she lives in New Mexico. I don't think I've ever gotten an email from New Mexico in my life. 50 years of being a teacher, and I this is the first time. I think that's interesting. Anyway, here we are, and Gail asked this question. I have so many questions about spirituality, as she put it. Can I achieve what you are talking about? Enlightenment, Gail. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. Gail, there is no goal in true transformational work. What you call spirituality probably isn't spirituality at all. It's just what you have coined as the word spirituality. So for you, it's about achieving some philosophy or some moral pretext concept. And that's not what the work is all about. The work is about something that is inexplicable. And it is hard to help people with it because you first have to have the ilk for it, the ability to do something that comes naturally within yourself. And most people don't have that. Their ego, their body, their emperor of all malice dictates to them exactly what they can and cannot do and what can happen to them. So the first question you have to answer is, where are you with yourself? Where are you with who you think you are? Now, if you have come to the conclusion of a self, of a conclusion about who Gail is and what Gail is all about, what Gail is capable of and what she is not capable of and what she's interested in and how much effort will she put into something that doesn't seem to reward her. See, people use this word enlightenment as a way of gaining some goal towards their what they call their spirituality, which really isn't spirituality at all. It's just a goal that their ego has put up in front of them that will never manifest because there's no such thing as enlightenment. Enlightenment is something we have coined, a word that we have used and reused and worn out. And it's like the word love or like the word God. It has been destroyed by the pedestrian mentality. And if you look at people, they all need to have a goal. Well, what's in it for me? If I do this, what do I get? That's what their whole idea of living is all about. What do I get for the efforts I put forth? What's the end goal? Things like that. There is no end goal. This is not what this world is all about, nor our soul. We're here to return to source. If there is anything, it is merely to return to source. And if you return to source as the premise of your goodness, you will discover your soul. And you will realize you've always been a soul, that you have been fooled into the malarkey of your human body and its organs and its impulses, its chemicals, its genes. And you will realize, oh, I was just, you know, led astray by the intent of what it is that impulses me biologically. Now, once you understand that, once that has become the premise of your life, then you can do something magnificent. But not until then. Until then, it's just living in your body as a matter of routine and living your life as a matter of what's in it for me, what can I get, what can I have? And most people live like that. They just live in the craziness of their desires and impulses. So they're looking for adoration, affection, love, something that they think will get them what they don't have now. And a lot of that is based in the whole effort of how they were raised. Men are the way they are because of being pointed towards their biology and looking at their masculinity as a contention and a presumption for, you know, making babies, of being potent sexually. And women, the same way. They think they're potent because they make babies, and they think that's their purpose in this world. And so, Gail, you have so many things that you're up against in the course of this lifetime. So many, many. You have to have the ilk, the ability, the interest, the tenacity to want to know what is beyond your body, what is beyond your current use of your mind, the pedestrian mentality, as I call it. Everything in the pedestrian mentality is about getting something we want to change whatever it is we think we're not. So, with all that being said, you have to ask the question, can you, are you willing to sacrifice and achieve whatever it is that would awaken you to personal transformation, awaken you to life, awaken you to love? Do you have that within you, or has it been lost to desire, ambition, and pride? I think you'll find you gave yourself up to your body. You gave yourself up to your biology. And in doing so, you have lost whatever it is that you think you are. And with that all being said, that's not a happy place to be, is it? But it's where most people find themselves. You have to begin, Gail, where you find yourself. The journey, as Lao Tzu said, of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So you're going to have to be teachable. And I, by your question, I don't think you are. A person who asks the question, can I achieve what you're talking about, is doubtful about what I'm talking about. And more importantly, they're doubting themselves. So I highly doubt that you have the perseverance or the endurance to go through the arduousness of inner awakening. That arduousness is something that most people just don't want to go through. It, you know, you have your self-doubts, you have your fears, you have your angers, you have your need for gratification. You have all sorts of things that you need and want when you think about all of this. And with that being said, we're lost. Most of us are lost. Lost in our body, lost in our genetics, lost in our families, lost in this society, lost in the culture of this society. And we're just kind of dangling around for the next great thing that will take our ego and our persona and our interests to another level, hoping that we find some kind of nirvana in this world, which you won't find. So you have many questions, as you say, and you're welcome to air your questions here. You might help somebody else who is listening to this podcast, and it might be something unique to them, maybe something that will spur them on, and maybe it'll spur you on. I don't know you, but by the level of your question, it would take a tremendous effort for you to live your life beyond the confines of whatever it is that holds you in place in your life right now, whether it be your motherhood, your gender, your ethnicity, whatever, your genetic acuity, all of that. They all play into all of this. So it's very important for you to see the light before it goes out. So maybe that'll help you. I don't know. But I am honored that you chose me to ask this question, and it's by no accident that you did. I've been working on this with my students for a long, long time. Gail, have a wonderful one. Thank you for emailing me, and I hope you will forgive me. Namaste. Well, that's it for the week. There'll be more next week. Thank you for listening. Hope this helped. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste.